Really good to see you. My name is Matt, and I'm one of the team here at Welton Baptist Church.
My name is Caroline, and I am the Children and Families team lead here at Welton Baptist Church.
Wonderful. We absolutely love what God is doing in our church family. And if we were to get going, there'd be way too many things to say just what's happened in the last 7 days. But there are people that are getting healed. There are people that are finding purpose in their life. Quite often in their 60s, 70s, 80s, we're seeing a generation of seniors in our church, I believe, actually refinding their love for Jesus, being filled with the Spirit, saying, actually, we've got so much that we need to bring to these next generations down. And we're excited about it. There are people that are giving their lives to Jesus, people that are asking, phoning up, saying, can we come along to your church? And we're saying, no, of course you can. No, we're saying, yes, of course you can. People booking in for Alpha that we're going to say a little bit more about later on. God is on the move, and we want to encourage you right from the get-go this morning, wherever your expectation level is this morning, of what God can do and what he can say, would you raise it? Would you be up for that? Just put your hand here somewhere in the middle for me. We're going to pray, okay, and then just raise it by a foot. Okay, keep it there for a second. God, I want to pray this morning in our church family that you would raise our expectations of your ability to speak and your passion to bring transformation to our lives so that we really know who you are and we really know who we are. So I pray for every single one of us from the youngest to the oldest this morning. And I say, God, raise our expectation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to all of that amazing stuff. If you are a guest with us this morning, you are so, so welcome. We are so, so pleased to see you. We have welcome packs here. Matt, would you want to model a welcome pack? It tells you loads more about who we are, what we do. There's a bar of chocolate in it. Amazing, thank you. But that's not the important thing. We really, really want you guys to meet with God this morning. Experience his love for you. That's where we're heading for, right?
Absolutely. We're going to read you a little bit of scripture. I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes, okay? And this is God's word, written a long time ago, a couple of thousand years ago, but still completely relevant today. Written to a church in Italy, but imagine it's written to you. It says this, Romans 6, verse 4. We were buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And Lord, I want to pray those words over every one of us this morning. Would you help us to believe it today that young and old, that we get to see new life? Maybe who we thought we were, you've got something fresh to say. Maybe that illness, that thing that's been hanging around, you've got something new to say about it. And Lord, maybe for some of us in this room that haven't quite yet had enough trust and faith to say, God, I want you in my life rather than outside my life. Maybe today we get to pray that prayer. We say, God, come into my life. Wherever we are at, I want to pray these words over us that we too may live a new life. Amen. For those of you that didn't know, we're going to be baptizing Sam Meacham a little later on.
Woo!
I thought that might get a cheer. Sam, just so you know where we're headed, we're going to have some time together, just getting into the Word of God. It's Advent season. We're then going to hear Sam's testimony. We're going to go outside, baptize him. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to really worship our hearts out. We're going to celebrate who God is. We're praying earlier on, and I said to Sam, I said, two things, Sam. Don't worry about it. Everybody here loves you and is for you. But I really had a sense of God saying, this morning isn't about Sam. This morning is about Jesus. And I believe that every single one of us here in this place, we're going to see Jesus before we see Sam or the person sat next to us. So we're looking forward to all of that. And then we get to hang out together a bit later on. You up for that? That's where we're headed.
Okay. This is for everybody this morning. We're all in. We're super excited about that. So if you are under 10 years old, can you give me a wave?
Okay, that's a few. Between 10 and 15, give us a wave.
Nice one, Joss, at the back. Right. If you're between 15 and 25, high five the person next to you.
Very good. That sounded like a cricket clap.
Yeah,
lovely. All right. If you are between 40 and 60, I'd like you to give me a nice middle-aged thumbs up.
Okay.
Very good.
If you are over 60, get up out your chair and dance a jig. They did it! They actually did it. I love that.
That was actually quite unkind, wasn't it? The point is, this morning, whichever of those categories that you heard and you kind of responded to, this morning is for you. And if you haven't heard us say it already, going to say it again just one more time. Our expectation is that every one of us will meet with God today. Amen?
Amen. My lovely friend Carol is going to come and join me now, which I'm super excited about, by the way. Can we give Carol a big round of applause? Okay, go for it. We're talking a little bit about hope this morning, aren't we, in our lead up to Advent. Let's do this.
So, as Matt's already said, it's the first Sunday of Advent today. I'm sure everybody knows what Advent is. But if anybody doesn't know what Advent is, it's the 4 weeks leading up to celebrating the birth of Jesus. And many Christians will celebrate this with candles and prayers. So we're every week leading up to Christmas, we're looking at a different theme, and today is hope. So amazing. We are going to light our first Advent calendar.
Ooh.
And we need a small person to come and light it. Have we got any volunteers?
Someone who's
responsible.
Molly's going to help us. Molly Cottle.
Come on, Molly.
We give Molly a big round of applause. I think we're going to do this together. You might have to put my mic down. Let's do it.
Well done, Molly.
Well done. You can go and sit down now, darling.
Well done, Molly.
Fantastic. Well done, Molly. Okay, so I've been praying about this morning, and I felt God give me Hebrews 6:19. Some of you may know this verse really well, but I just really want us to hear it afresh this morning and just sort of soak in it for a moment. So I have primed Ruby, Hope and Bella, if they come and read it for me. Is that all right? Do you guys want to run on up? Amazing. Okay. Here's a verse. If Ruby, you go first. And then Hope and Bella, here we go. Just want to read it off. And let's, as I said, you know, we may know this well, but let's just soak in this for a minute. So go for it, guys.
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
Beautiful, beautiful words about hope. Can we give these guys, not Hope Kings, but Hope. Can we give these guys a big round of applause? Thank you guys for reading it. You can go and sit. That's brilliant. Thank you.
So life can sometimes feel like a storm, can't it? They come in many forms, relationship problems, problems at work, worries about finances, all sorts of things we all know. So in the middle of the storm, it's easy to feel lost and fragile, like a little boat out on the ocean with huge great big waves, and you just feel, just completely lost. So this passage from Hebrews 19 just, gives us a powerful picture of
what anchor
what
does.
Hope is, yeah.
Can anybody shout out what anchor does? Anyone under 10, tell me what an anchor does. Harrison Jackson, you should go, sure. They're not going to do it. Okay. Well, the word anchor, it tells us that hope in God is not fragile, but as Carol's just said, it keeps us secure when everything else around us is shaking. The anchor stops the ship from drifting too far and holds the boat safely, no matter what, how rough the sea gets and what is going on in our lives.
But we have to make a decision to let Jesus hold on to us. Hold on to us securely. So we have to reach out to him to be our anchor and put our trust in him. Like Sam's done recently, which is why we get to share today in his baptism. Sam?
Whoop, whoop. Woohoo!
And we see the joy of him being baptized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
I'm sure lots of us know that God's hope is bigger than our fears, bigger than our problems, bigger than the storms of our lives. But let's not take that for granted, and let's not forget to put it into action this week.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're celebrating with Sam today. Sam making that choice to put that hope into action, getting baptized. Do you remember last week Mike Blowers was talking to us about loving our neighbours? So really with this hope theme in mind, let's really have mission in our hearts this Advent season. And whilst we're giving out the invitations that we were given last week, let's have sharing the hope of Jesus in our minds when we're given these invitations. You might invite someone to church, your house group, Love to Lunch, whatever it might be, but share the hope of Jesus at the same time. This is what we're really, really excited about. So be brave and share. Carol, are you going to pray for us?
Yeah, Lord. Thank you so much that you are our anchor, that you are our hope. Thank you that we can hold on to you when times are tough, when we're in that little boat and we don't know what to do, that you hold us fast. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace and your faithfulness. Thank you that you keep us close. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Fantastic. It's good, isn't it? Hope really is the anchor for our soul. And that's kind of true for those of us in this room. It's also true for those that have gone out from this room and are doing things for Jesus in other parts of the world. We're going to have a quick one-minute video from some friends, James and Sandra, who we love very much, who I think right now are in, I'm looking at Chris, Mozambique.
Hey there, Welton. And a big greetings from Mozambique, where we're currently visiting some of our missionaries out here. We've got missionaries in a few different countries, and so the last few days we've been in Kenya and now in Mozambique, visiting our folk here.
And the partners in Kenya, they are teachers there and teaching in a school for missionary kids. And here in Mozambique, it's more discipleship and living alongside people. So lots of mentoring going on. It's just beautiful. It has been a real joy to see.
Indeed, it's just so encouraging to be with them and to see life going out in the bush, as to just how well they're integrated and accepted in the villages and so on. So it's just lovely to see real work going on up close and to be able to encourage our folk here.
And we are also convinced again that long-term mission is still very much needed, because it builds strong relationships where you can speak into people's lives.
Indeed. So thank you for constantly being there and supporting us, blessing us, loving us, and enabling us to enable others. So it's lovely to be a part of that chain in God's mission. So thank you very much for being with us, and
God bless.
Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cheers.
Yeah, Lord Jesus, we pray for James and Sandra and their beautiful family. And just right now, we pause and we say, God, as they bring hope to those in Austria and other parts of the world, and we pray, God, would you be their hope today? Father, would you restore any hope that's kind of drained away? Father, would you refresh them by your Spirit? Father, we all know that life can knock us around. And so we pray, God, just wrap your arms around James and Sandra today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so we think about baptism this morning, Matt. What is baptism?
All right, so this is just before we get Sam up to share his testimony. What is baptism? And for some of you in this room, you might be thinking, yeah, what is baptism? Why on earth would you lower somebody into a big pool of water in the middle of a football pitch and then bring them up again? What we're doing is actually, it's an outward picture of an amazing inward transformation, a miracle where Sam gets to say, do you know what? I couldn't do this myself, but my old life with God, somehow by God's goodness and his love and his power, my old life without God has been buried. It's dead, it's under the water. And as he comes up out of the water, it's this lovely picture of him saying, my new life with God is completely alive. It's on. We're doing this. I am full on for my God because he's been full on for me.
Amazing. If it's just a symbol or a picture of something, why is it so important?
Okay, it's important because it's Sam's choice. This is really important. You see, Jesus said, believe and be baptized. And that's a brilliant thing. Sam has chosen to put his faith in Jesus. He believes that God is a loving God and has a purpose for his life. But there's also this obedience that goes on. God is never going to make you do the thing that he says. He invites you because he's a loving God. And what Sam's doing today, he's saying, in response to the Jesus who laid his life down for me, and then rose again and is now living for me, my choice is to live for God. I am all in. And I know Sam, I know that's his heart. So that's the reason it's important. It's an outward picture, but actually it's a choice that Sam is making this morning.
Okay. So if you are thinking about getting baptized, stop thinking and do it. We would love to see more people getting baptized. Our youth are incredible. We'd love to see you guys getting baptized. As Matt's already said, the Bible says believe and be baptized. If you've started your journey, if you're just starting your journey, it doesn't matter if you still have questions, go for it, is what we'd say.
Yes, good. And even this morning, if you're here and you're not yet a follower of Jesus, and you choose today to put your faith in Jesus, we'd love to baptize you. And you can do that today. Sam won't mind sharing the pool. Not literally, he'll get out and then you can get in. But we want to be ready to baptize people at any moment in our church family. Okay, here's the moment we've all been looking forward to. Rather than listening to us, we're going to listen to Sam for the next few minutes. Is that all right? Why don't you give him a big welcome?
Yeah!
So I started becoming interested in church a few years ago. My friend John Monroe was talking about how he went to church, and when he told me and my friends more, I recognised the name of Welton Baptist Church. I had been to Enfest when I was younger, and when I talked to John Moore, I thought it would be super fun to just relive the memories of when I went to Enfest by going to church. It definitely started out as something just for fun, but it quickly became something much more important to me. Before I went to church, I felt very lost and without purpose, and I never really knew who I was. I knew that I enjoyed talking and I had good mates, but I didn't know who that made me and what I was meant to be. But week by week, going to church, I found a sense of safety, purpose, sanctuary as I discovered Jesus. Further down the line of many Love to Lunches and Ignite Hangouts, I went to my first Satellites Youth Camp where, during one of the main meetings towards the end of the week, the speaker talked about people in the room not feeling deserving of God's love. I had barely even been to church for that long, and I felt so anxious to stand up like he asked, When we got back to camp, I felt like I needed to tell someone. I told Sarah Williamson, who prayed for me, and that night I also prayed for myself, asking God what I needed to do next, and I knew God answered me, telling me to be patient. That summer, I hung out with the youth here so much, and I knew that this was Jesus' work. As I kept going to our youth group Ignite, I became more curious, and I remember asking Scott so many questions because it genuinely seemed like he knew so many answers when it came to, like, church and that. I also invited my girlfriend Ruby to come to church because I felt like God could do something amazing in her life. So many things were happening around church, but even though I still was feeling more at home here, I still didn't feel like I knew what God wanted me to do next. Then, at this year's Satellites, it became clear. It had been a year since my first time hearing God, and I'd had many other experiences of him, but nothing answered what I had to be patient about. Then at another main meeting, the guy was talking about your purpose in God's story, and this time I had the confidence to stand in response. Matt Hebditch prayed for me, and I knew that God was telling me that now was the time for baptism. On Sundays at youth, we had talked about baptism, and I had been hugely apprehensive as I didn't want to rush. I wanted to be patient, but it was clear as day that this is what I needed to do. I'm getting baptized today to show that I understand who Jesus is to me and that I am a child of God loved by him.
Okay, so we have got the absolute joy of joining in watching Sam be baptized in a moment.
Oh, what an amazing morning. I'm just going to spend 5 minutes talking a little bit more about who Jesus is, because we've heard so much about him today. Is that all right? Are you with me? Yeah. 5 minutes. You can time me if you want. Actually, don't time me. It will be 5 minutes. It's been so encouraging this morning seeing Sam and Steve get baptised. Woohoo! It's been amazing. And I particularly loved hearing Sam's story earlier. It feels like a long time ago now. But one of the things I love that he said his relationship with Jesus has given him purpose, a sense of who he really is, and safety. And lots of us in this room today, not all of us, but a lot of us have a similar story to Sam. We have seen Jesus come and change our lives. And as one of those people myself, I'm really confident that Sam isn't just thinking some nice ideas. Steve hasn't just made stuff up. But they've both experienced what a lot of us here have experienced too. A real relationship with a Jesus who loves them and whose spirit lives inside of them. And I'm not going to read lots from the Bible this morning, but I just want to focus on one of the brilliant things that Jesus said that I think really reflects Sam and Steve's stories. And we find this in John verse 10. It's very short, okay? Blink and you miss it. Jesus is talking to a crowd of loads of different people. There's religious leaders there who have some interesting ideas. He's got his friends with him who've just started kind of following him. And then the whole kind of rabble of other people. And Jesus says this to them in John 10 verse 10. He says, I have come that you may have life, and life in all of its fullness. To all of these different people, I have come that you may have life, and life in all its fullness. And that is Jesus' promise to us too, here this morning. Whether you're sat here and you know him already and you love him, that's his promise to you. If you don't know him yet, Jesus says the same. I've come that you may have life, and life in all its fullness. And by getting baptized today, Sam and Steve have been saying that loud and clear. Jesus has given me life in all its fullness, and I want to be in a relationship with him for the rest of my life. And you know, one of the best things that happens when we choose to follow Jesus is that he comes and he lives inside of us. He doesn't kind of stay on the outside of our life, but he comes and he dwells inside of us. And so when we invite him into our lives, he is with us no matter what we face. When we pursue our relationship with him, we get to experience his presence with us no matter what happens to us. And maybe that's new to you. Maybe that sounds a bit interesting, what I've just said. Maybe you've got some questions. What does that really mean? A life where Jesus comes, he lives inside of me, and I get to experience him with me all the time. It's a good question, and I was chatting to somebody a few years ago who had pretty much that same question. They came to me, we were sat in a pub, they came to me and they said, Hattie, I have had a relationship with God for a while now, but I really don't understand what people are on about when they say that the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of me. You know, I've tried asking for him to come, nothing happens, I don't feel any different, I don't see him do anything. Hattie, I don't get it. What am I missing? And I loved their honesty with me. And maybe a few of you here, if you have got a relationship with God, you've experienced times like that where you think, the Holy Spirit is inside of me. I know that's true, but where is he? I don't get it. And as we were chatting in this pub, me and my friend, we found ourselves saying, actually, if Jesus says he's going to come and give us fullness of life, that means he wants to be a part of all of our life, not just Sundays, not just special moments in worship, not just when we need him most, but every day, all the time. And we were saying, so if that's true, if Jesus says he wants to come and be a part of all of our life, then it's probably a good idea for us to try every single day to spend time with him, even if it's just 5 minutes, spend time with him on our own, in the quiet, just listening to him, inviting him to come, and reading his word and seeing what he wants to say to us. And so at the end of this conversation, I kind of challenged them a little bit strongly. I said, okay, I want to challenge you. Try spending just a little bit of time over the next few months, every single day, listening to God, reading your Bible, asking the Holy Spirit to come and show himself to you, and then come back to me and we'll see what happens, see if he does anything. And so a few weeks later, I caught up with this friend in the same place. And to my surprise, they'd actually done what I'd said, which doesn't always happen. They'd actually done it. And even better than that, they said they found that the Holy Spirit has been making himself known to them. They said, I've been spending time with Jesus every day, talking to him, reading the Bible, listening to him as much as I can. And as I've done that, I've started to see him speaking to me. And I'm getting what it's all about. And then they started to list all of these kind of just small everyday ways in which the Holy Spirit was at work in their life. Do you want me to tell you a few of them? They had quite a few examples, but I'll just tell you a few. They said, even though I'm facing some really difficult things in my life, my relationships with people are challenging, I've got a peace and a strength that I know I didn't have before. They said, when I'm going out and about at work and just meeting people in life, and I see things that aren't right, that I know aren't right, I've got this like new love for people that I didn't have before, and I think it might be God's love inside of me. They said, as I've been asking God loads and loads of questions about things I don't understand, things have started to happen around me and have started to change, and I think it's God speaking to me and answering some of my questions. And they said quite a few more things. And I was so encouraged. And I think that this is a picture of what life in all its fullness is really like. Life with Jesus is not perfect. It's not easy. All of our problems don't go away. But when we have him living inside of us through his Holy Spirit, we don't have to face life on our own anymore. He gives us fullness of life. For my friend, the Holy Spirit made a home in their life because they invited him in more and more every single day. And for Sam and for Steve this morning, I'm really excited that I get to stick around here and I get to see the Holy Spirit at work in their lives too. We have a fantastic youth group here at church. Was waiting for a woo. It didn't happen. There we go. We have a fantastic youth group and an amazing youth team, and we meet up with them most weeks. And I love being part of it as well. And for us as a team, it's such a highlight for us when we get to see young people like Sam say yes to Jesus, and then we can watch as the Holy Spirit makes his home in them more and more. And we know that Sam and his friends, they'll one day be too old for youth, which will be a very sad day, and they'll move on to new things, and we won't get to see them as much. But because they said yes to Jesus, he lives inside of them, and he is going to be with them and with Sam for the rest of their lives. What an amazing gift that they have. What an amazing promise that Jesus, who loves us, he loves you, he loves me, he loves all of us more than anyone else. That Jesus can come into our world, into our pain, into our brokenness and our mistakes, and he cares about us. And in those places in our lives that feel empty, he brings us his fullness. He makes his home inside of us through his Holy Spirit, and then he promises to never leave us. I want to invite you, close your eyes and just hear that promise again today, maybe for the first time. Jesus, who loves us more than anyone else, can come into our world, into our pain, and he cares about our brokenness and our mistakes. In the places that feel empty, Jesus can bring us his fullness. He makes his home inside of us through his Holy Spirit. And then he promises to never leave us.
Just whilst we've got our eyes closed, just this moment of quiet. Maybe you've heard what Hattie has shared this morning about this life, life to the full, where not everything becomes perfect, but where God steps in and by his Holy Spirit, he begins conversations, begins to heal, begins to give hope, begins to transform. And maybe you're sat here this morning thinking, up until now, that's not been me. And you'd like to say, moving on from today onwards, I want that to be true of me. I want to invite Jesus into my life for the first time. I want to ask his Holy Spirit to come and make his home in me. Well, if that is you, we're going to be just quiet for just 10 seconds. And don't worry about the noise of any kids or bottles dropping. When I say be quiet, I just mean between you and God. God is here. He does love you. He does want you to live life to the full. And he longs, like we said earlier on when we were talking about Sam's testimony, he longs that you would make that choice. He will not make it for you. So just in the next moment of quiet, if you are here this morning and you would like to make that choice, it's simple, but it's the most world-changing, life-changing thing ever to say, God, I want you inside my life rather than outside my life. By your Holy Spirit, would you come inside my life? Would you come and live with me forever? It's an acknowledgement that Jesus loves you so much that he went to the cross for you. And he rose again. And he said, I'm here, I'm alive, and I'm alive for you. And so we're going to be quiet just for a few seconds. And if you want to pray that prayer this morning, you can find your own words. But if it's helpful, you could say just a simple, God, come into my life. And then whatever comes next. So let's just be quiet for a moment. Just when we were praying earlier on, just before we say amen, and we wrap up for the morning, I had a real sense that there'd be somebody here this morning who you may not have been before, or you might have just been like once before. And there's just something inside of you that says, I'm out of the reach of God. I'm kind of beyond God's reach. And that if that's you, just add a real sense that God wanted to say to you specifically, you're not beyond my reach. And if there's a yes inside of you, then he kind of reaches out and he actually does reach you. And enough to be able to put his arms around you in a beautiful, in a good way, in a safe way. And a proper embrace of love. So I just pray for you, if that's you this morning, that you'd experience the God that you thought was too far away embrace you. In Jesus' name, amen.